You're listening to the Adult and Teen Challenge of the Upper Cumberland podcast. Now, your weekly message from Pastor Tim McLaughlin.
Praise God. What a great week it has been. I hope you've had a great weekend and enjoying the last bit of summer as we start ready to head into fall. Love this time, football time. But let's get spiritual. Thank you for joining our podcast. Thank you for following us and being a partner with us. I pray that the Lord bless you. So we've been talking about the last couple weeks, communion with the Holy Spirit. Communion with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." The Greek word for communion here is koinonia, and Strong's definition of koinonia is partnership, participation, intimacy, communication, and fellowship. So understand this. God wants to have fellowship with us through His Holy Spirit. God wants to have partnership with us through His Holy Spirit, and God wants to have intimacy with us through His Holy Spirit. Out of all the other words that we've looked at, this one best describes koinonia, intimacy. Intimacy goes deep into the thoughts, secrets, and desires of the heart. Intimacy is the deepest level of friendship. Know this, that the Holy Spirit desires to be your friend. James chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "Do you not think that Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?" Man, you ever had a friend and you were just such close friends? And I know we shouldn't be jealous, but have you ever had just someone that was such a close friend that if they started spending too much time with someone else, you would get jealous? Think how much God wants to spend time with us. And when we don't spend time with Him and we get distracted, He is a jealous God. He longs for your attention. He longs to spend time with you. The Holy Spirit is God and nothing is hidden from Him. He desires to reveal Himself to you and I. We saw when we looked at our partnership that God wants to work with us. He shared things with Abraham, and He shared things with Moses, and He shared things with the prophets, and He invited our thoughts. He invited our ideas, and He invited us to intercede with those that we were praying for, that we cared about, those that were going to be affected by the decisions that He made. Not only does God want to invite you to partner with Him, He also wants to share with you His most intimate desires. When I learned or understand something, I can't wait to share it with my wife. If I'm studying something or if I get a revelation, if I'm in my prayer closet and God shares something with me, I just can't wait to go and tell my wife all about it. She's my best friend. When God has something He wants to share with us, His bride, He can't wait to come and give us revelation of it. The more we know a person, the more we have a good relationship with them, the more we understand them, the deeper our communication will be. The more intimate we are to the Holy Spirit, the more knowledge we will have about God. And the more we know about God, the more we are able to grow in grace and love. The problem is we struggle with the word intimacy because our mind goes to some place that society has created intimacy to be. We go to a place where it becomes sexual or lustful. In today's society of perversion and fornication, sex does not mean people know each other or want to share their deepest secrets with that person. Sex has become something filthy in the society that we live in. Intimacy has become something that causes our mind to go to some place it should not. The form of intimacy that we're talking about right here should remain the way God created it between a husband and a wife when He created man in the Garden of Eden. But for those that are not married, for adolescent teens, for people that have never had intercourse, how do you explain intimacy? Romans 8, 5 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." When I think about the Pharisees of Jesus' day, They were like this. They wanted a relationship with God, but not with Jesus. They perverted the things of God and therefore could not accept that Jesus was the Son of God. So in other words, they wanted sex without intimacy. And that's how many in this world are, is they want the benefits of God without the intimacy of God. John chapter 8, verse 41 through 42 says, "You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me." Jesus explained to the Pharisees that he and the Father were one. John 14:7 says, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him." But the Pharisees, they refused to believe that Jesus was who he said. And because they would not be intimate with the Son of God, they could not truly be close to the Father God. So if you want real intimacy with God, it starts with the Holy Spirit of God. John 16:7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Paracletos, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Helper. The Holy Spirit was sent to us to reveal Jesus in a greater measure to you and to I and to all of the world. Jesus was sent to reveal God to the world. So if you want to be more intimate with the Father, you need to be more intimate with the Son. And to know more about the Son, you need to be intimate with the Holy Spirit. It's not three gods, it's one God in three unique parts, just as we are a three-part being, a spirit, a soul, and a body. But in order to know the full and complete part of God, you need to be intimate with all. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, he says, "To me, who am less than the least of the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see that his fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ." Paul said to make all see what is the fellowship, the koinonia, the intimacy that we have known, the mysteries which God had from beginning and he revealed through his Son, Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 2 says, "Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Being of one accord and one mind. Revelation knowledge of God that comes through intimacy with the Holy Spirit. God wants us to be so intimate with him that we are as of one. We know his voice. We act when he calls. We plead with him. We bring our concerns to him. We are in partnership with him. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 says, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Do you have fellowship with Jesus? Do you have intimacy with the Holy Spirit of God? Do you act when he calls? Do you know his voice when he speaks? God desires koinonia with you and I. He desires that we have koinonia with his Holy Spirit and that the love of God may abound in us. Father, I pray that you bless each and every one that's listening. I pray that this strikes a chord with their heart, Father God, that they desire to draw closer to you and have this koinonia with you. Pray that you go with us the remainder of our week. Lead, guide, and direct our steps aright. And Father, we'll never fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray that you be blessed. If you need us, please call us or find us on the web. We're here for you. We will talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about this ministry or consider supporting, visit us at teenchallengeuc.org.